kind of things you do. So
me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, live and local, local musician David Peeler.
All right, I'm just going to start with a quick poem that I wrote recently. It's about acceptance. So hopefully that'll inspire you guys to accept this. So it's called Not Opposed To. Allowing the removal of deception, bring about the great reception of redemption to your vision. See in that thing you love, all the things you wish you was. Now look again and realize hate was all yourself could ever make. Know the route out of despair is never heading anywhere. You changed your head, now change your mind. Doesn't matter how much time, cause time just ain't no thing. When all I've got is all I'll need, and all the fiending starts to seem just a little bit uncouth, man, I am. I'm not a youth, and yet I'm still uncomfortable. The snowfall makes the world seem subtle. Powerful's the word today, so again I drop with no delay. The guards which hold my mind at bay, some things I hold from yesterday. My prison is the lonely of the mind, and courage wetted down in time, but pass it must and will it takes. The will to give more friends will make. Lightly, freely, white and pure, chills up my spine. Leave me to mirror.
Thank you.
Thank you.
right, so that'll do it for that little bit.
Okay.
That was a little rough. That was pretty.
No.
Points. So yeah, just kind of yeah, it's amazing. Like, it just takes a little while to get centered, I guess.
Thank you.
And I don't know. There's good energy in this room.
That's because of me and my brownies. You're the only one who didn't get one. They're on the table.
What's in those brownies?
You were in the zone.
What's in those brownies that's bringing good energy?
Eat the brownie and then you'll be in the other zone.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're from the Holy Redeemer Church Bazaar. She says, "How many would you like?" I said, "All of them."
So, in other words, they're clearly popular.
She says, "Well,
right?
I'll give you three for free." It's like, fine. So,
delicious.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
They're very good.
Awesome.
But yeah, I'd love to come back. I got another weird effect that I can show you guys. So, hopefully that was, I don't know. Because I just sat down and recorded something after me and my girlfriend broke up, because I was just playing for like 45 minutes and I was just like, wow, like I only have one thought right now, and it's like there really is no thought involved. And so I just kind of embraced that, and I don't know, like meditation is really important to me, so I just kind of focus on that, and focus on the want of nothing, I guess. So I listed it on my Bandcamp, which I play music as Blaise and Mobius, Blaise and Mobius, if you want to read it that way. But Blaise Pascal is, you know, one of my favorite mathematicians, just for his concept of essentialism and teaching geometry, not as algebra. You know, like, there's a lot more about that. But he said reason's first step is accepting that there are an infinite number of things beyond it. And, if it cannot do that, it is simply feeble. And I just think that's really cool. And that kind of brought full circle what I started thinking about with Ferdinand Mobius, the guy who coined this little thing, which I got on my ankle, which everybody who knows me knows that I have a Mobius strip tattooed on my ankle, but just like a representation of unity and all that good hippie peace, love, and unity and respect stuff. That's talking about why I go as Blaise and Mobius. But on that website, I listed what I did as spiritual trance, just like all this weird stuff. So I don't know. Is anybody trancing in here right now?
You should have been alive in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's to say? Yeah. My dad was. That's weird enough.
My aunt and uncle have still embraced the hippie
the
culture.
Nothingness of now.
Yeah, well, they're out there and they enjoy it, and that's their thing, and God bless them for it. I mean, if that's what they want to do.
Well, if anybody, folks who were alive in the 60s and 70s tuned in, this is kind of reminiscent of the old WGTB.
I was alive then.
Yeah, Dave, is Eric still tuned in?
I guess so. Yeah.
Our friend Eric, who pagan. And I was talking with a friend of his today.
Oh, you Wisconsinite pag! I can't even say it like you say it.
Yeah, say it again. Say it again.
Pagan? I know. I don't say my A's. I know. It's a Wisconsin thing.
Pagan.
Pagan.
Pagan. Sounds like pagan.
Just like I say bagel, right?
Sounds
bagel class.
Right. I can't say it. I don't even hear it. I don't know. Whatever. But his friend Tigre plays drums and plays like very trancey, sort of transcendent, sort of hippie music, basically. And
why don't we get all of them here for a big drum circle and, pagan theme?
I'd rather not touch the devil.
And get and invite
Bo.
We'll get a virgin.
And get Bo Finley here too.
Yeah.
You know, I found a spot up in the Loch Raven Reservoir that would be perfect for
Wow. Wow. Oh, so Loch Raven's awesome. Ravens.
Sounds like a good spot to do a pagan ritual.
You ever go get the ice cream up there, the dairy near there?
I don't. It depends what it's called.
Right next to
I've never been there before. Where is that?
Northeast of Baltimore.
Yeah, my mom grew up there. It's right near, kind of near Towson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
North
of Towson.
Just north of Towson, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I actually got a citation there for being there too late playing guitar.
Is it?
Really?
It's beautiful. You just go sit out there. Animal Collective, one of my biggest.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah, I was wondering, is that the Loch Raven song? Yeah,
absolutely.
I didn't know that. Okay.
What time of day did you get that citation?
It was like 9 o'clock, and it was in August, and it was literally maybe 20 minutes after sunset. Like,
oh, God.
And I was wrapping up, going back to our car. I was there with the
9 o'clock in the evening? Now, I can understand somebody sighting at 9 o'clock in the morning, because nobody should be awake at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was right around 9 o'clock, and I didn't end up paying that ticket. She took it to court, and we won. So
there you go.
But whatever. So the arts will triumph.
Some good karma.
So David, I'm getting like this the whole trance thing. I think the wah pedal. I think especially with and I think it's a wah pedal. I'm not big on.
Oh,
I don't know my pedals.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
But it's the sine wave rhythm. The like. That Ooh. Keeps it very steady and
rhythm.
Does that have something to do with the I'm not a mathematician, so
no,
maybe
you're not.
You can
well I mean a sine wave is a mathematic
description I know what a sine wave
of
is.
A repeating pattern.
Right.
And that's a big way that I think about the music, I guess, is when can I jump on that wave? And you know, if you jump in a synchronized fashion, then it's going to produce amplification or positive interference, and if you choose to or mess up and do it any other time, then it's going to be negative interference. So it's kind of taking, you know, because
constructive and destructive interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So wow. I ran in, you know, it's a constant like, oh, I'm running into destructive interference, but you know, like that's also life. Yeah, it's so I don't know. I try not to think about the math though, because I don't know it.
Well, I was wondering. It almost brings you outside of the logic and appeals
is
to something that's sort of like non.
It is working. Okay. Okay.
Like the id, I guess, rather than the ego.
The noumena, even maybe, the thing itself.
Yeah.
Meow.
So I mean, I guess, and I'm wondering, like, why it's so trance-inducing to hear that pulsing noise. But I think the rhythm almost brings it outside of.
There's a couple different ways we could go with that. I'll let you off the hook this time, Patrick.
I don't know. Concentration and focus are important. I don't know. It keeps me centered. I don't really listen to too much of this music on my own anymore. There are a couple groups that I really like. One being Grouper, who just creates like this really dark layer. Like it's for me, it's about picking apart the different layers. And unfortunately, I don't have a loop pedal, so I can really only lay down the one layer. Taking donations now.
Get you that for Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, I mean layers, like Animal Collective, all about layers. I guess all music is.
So is winter clothing. It's all about layers.
Yeah.
Especially and apparently cannibalism is too.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I learned this when I watched the cannibalism films at Psychotronic.
Yeah, how was that?
Don't tell.
It was real cannibalism. They had real cannibals, and apparently what you do is you slit the body down the middle.
Oh.
Just like a turducken, I hope.
Well,
yeah. And you take all the entrails out and all the gooey parts you don't want, and then you take rocks that have been sitting in fires and you stuff the cavity of the body with these hot rocks and you cook the body that way.
Oh, it's just like
luau.
Dutch oven. I always assumed the cannibals ate them raw, but no,
that's
they
not
cooked.
Human sushi.
I thought
no.
they just
wrong.
But I thought they just like put them live in boiling pots of water and tie them up like in the cartoons.
I don't know, but they showed these guys, and that's what they were doing. They filled the body, and then once the body was cooked, they showed this guy's like gnawing on a rib and like it looks pretty tasty.
So this was actual cannibalism.
Actual cannibalism.
Not simulated.
No,
cannibalism.
Actual cannibalism footage,
and they get Kleinfeld switch, right? They get the prions. And
oh yeah, stuff. Yeah, from eating brains. Yeah.
So where were they doing this? What.
The new venue is at a bar called McFadden's. It's a nice room, and there's a full bar right there.
Oh, I thought he asked
right
where was this.
And he
you
does
know,
it on
film. But
I meant where were the people?
They actually, they do the cannibalism in downtown DC.
They were
like Papua New Guineans or Africans
either
or South Americans.
No, they weren't African. They were either South American or some islanders. They weren't African. But
no one in a proper landmass.
Hey Evan, you need a mic
seriously.
You know, I'm like,
give me that. You're not contributing.
Oh, no, you didn't, ho.
Girls.
You know it's because I hate you. So anyway, I think that I've
I've seen similar things. And there's some tribes where they'll actually burn people and they'll put it into a coconut milk and they'll drink it. And they don't end up getting Klinefelter.
Mad
person.
My understanding is that Klinefelter's is
I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's some sort of disease.
What's your take on it?
I thought that Klinefelter's was a genetic syndrome.
So did I, actually.
An extra X chromosome. It's XXY.
Okay, I'm saying it wrong. It's something with a K.
So it's like the dude's an alien.
But and they fall down and they have what looks like Parkinson's, seizures. But it's not. Yeah, it's seizures. And there was one tribe, and the older men wouldn't partake of feasting on the dead. So basically, you eat your dead, right? In this one tribe, and it was only the women and the children who would do it.
And some of them will take the ashes and stir them into a drink, and then drink the ashes.
But they don't have this problem. Right. It's only the people who cooked them and ate them.
According to Wikipedia, by the way, the disease is called. The font of information. The disease is called Kuru.
Kuru.
It's an incurable degenerative neurological disorder that is a type of transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, which I think is also basically what the root of
mad cow disease.
Yeah.
Caused by a prion found in humans. And it's it is now widely accepted that Kuru is transmitted among members of the Foray tribe of Papua New Guinea via cannibalism.
Maybe that's what it was, the New Guinea. But that
Islanders.
Was just one aspect. Then there was people peeing on each other. And there was this guy attacking people with a lawnmower. And there was...
it's like in Misery.
There was
so random.
One section where it was all people getting their heads chopped off. And there was...
And why do you watch this?
So are they doing this in like the meat locker in the back of the bar?
It was because it was Halloween. That's why.
Of course.
That's a way to celebrate the saints.
Halloween was like 2 weeks
ago. And there
was
this footage of what's his face dancing naked. What's the guy's name? The Rocky guy.
Sylvester Stallone
dancing naked. I mean, in total frontal nudity.
He became Rocky before he did First Blood.
This was before he did anything, and he was dancing in a circle with all these other naked people, and some of them were women. No offense, but you know, and their bumps are in all the wrong places. It's not natural. It was just a bizarre evening of film.
As soon as I get a job, I'm bringing a stripper to this show just for you, Jeff.
Oh God. Yeah, I'm going to bring a pea shooter.
There is.
Yeah, we've got young people here.
It's
they
a Red Bull.
Go ahead. I'm sure they're cheap.
So what else did we see that night?
Thigh muscles.
A lot of zombies.
Well, to go back to the cannibalism, this sounds a lot like some film that I actually saw at a show in Philadelphia. This guy, Tobacco, of Black Moth Super Rainbow fame, if you guys know that name.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah? Cool. Black Moth is veritably my shit.
Creepy.
They are creepy. He's exactly very creepy. And they had two projectors going, and it was just reeling of like the most horrific things I've ever seen, including a pterodactyl, giving sex to someone, and I mean there's E.T. getting a hand job. I just like it didn't make sense.
It's like dragons.
That's my problem. I've been wanting sex from people. I should be giving it to them. I didn't.
or showing it to them. Apparently,
imagine giving somebody a hand job with that finger.
When E.T. orgasmed,
the finger could perform magic.
No, it's probably his whole hand. Actually,
that'd be good.
But the other thing,
it's actually. What was happening in the movie when his finger went up. He was having an orgasm. Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole time, but it was a loud and wild show. Just the power of disturbance.
There was something really disturbing there. Don't he's a punk rocker or anything. I think his last name was Allen, A-L-L-I-N. K. Allen or J.
Allen? Yeah, G.G. Allen.
G.G. Allen. They showed all his movies. He was like eating people's he was defecating on the stage and then eating it. And
yeah, G.G. Allen was messed up.
He was a messed up guy.
I mean, he would like fight. He would like invite people to fight with him on stage.
Yeah, get into fights with them. And he was really he was more messed up than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah,
he died. He kept threatening to kill himself. himself during a concert on the stage, and he ended up dying of a heroin overdose.
Oh, how boring.
That's a damn shame. Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
People would show up at his shows expecting him to kill.
What kind of an entertainer is he?
A good one.
God.
You look up his videos of Gigi Allen.
On stage.
Unbelievable.
He's dying of a heroin overdose.
You got to wonder, is there anything left out there that will shock people? Is there anything that people can still do to shock people?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's some things out there, but not too much anymore.
I want to power my car with dead babies.
You can fire Joe Paterno.
Did you hear they're getting place. They're making a movie about Sandusky, and they're getting Roman Polanski to direct it.
too soon.
You're joking. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh. Hey, wait, it's too early for Sandusky.
I don't think he's back in the country yet.
David, I wanted to ask you a question. The power that you channel, you know, through your music.
I'm glad you feel it.
I do feel it. I'm just wondering how easy, or if that's the right term, how easy is it for you to do that?
I think it's the most difficult. I've struggled with anxiety. You know, I've been to a few psychiatrists, and no one's really ever been able to figure it out. But I think what it boils down to is that I'm just passionate. And wanting to feel is, you know, I think it's innate in everybody. So it's kind of just surrendering completely and just like admitting that, you know, I don't have any innate power. You know, I think Ryan would agree with me, really missed it. And that just like thinking about yourself as a Superman just kind of, you miss out on a lot. And it's not necessarily wrong to, you know, to think well of yourself. Of course not.
No, it's not.
You know, to ultimately be humble is, I think, the greatest calling. And, you know, yeah. And I mean, sort of to relate it to music, it's kind of just completely letting go and like not worrying about what it sounds like and just accepting what it does sound like. And, you know, like one thing I heard about Buddhist teaching is like, if you're washing the dishes, you know, wash the dishes. Like,
right. so when you completely let it go, as you just said,
right, it sounds pretty out there.
It, say again?
Like, that's, I don't know, that's like the abstract, I don't know, continue, sorry.
No, I understand, I guess where I was going with that was, the end result would be satisfying to you every time, because you let yourself go,
yeah.
or does it depend on the amount of power that you let yourself put into it?
I've learned to be satisfied in all things, to be content in all situations.
Mm-hmm.
But I rely on someone else for that. Personally speaking, I do. But, you know, I think it's really, this is a unique opportunity for me for right now to not walk out, to actually get to discuss these kinds of things with you. Like, I'm going to walk out of here, like, clicking heels and stuff. But I think ultimately it's, you know, I'm going to go to bed tonight, and I'm just going to wake up in the morning, and you know I'm I'll probably think back to now, but if I wish that I'd done something different, then you know that I completely blew it. I wasted all this time, so I'm not going to do that. And you know, it's just knowing that I know that I know that I know that I know.
How much of it is, because I can see you doing, like, even the fact that you were talking while you were doing it, there's some level of you're doing something conscious, but on the other hand, there's got to be a subconscious aspect to it too, if it takes.
Yeah, I get to relax when the loop goes, like, yeah. And mm-hmm. It really is fun to think about, you know, like, oh, well, now I want to go more expansive, but it's, yeah, subconscious, maybe. I don't know. I think that'd be a cool thing. I think maybe when you completely relax your subconscious or your conscious mind, then, you know, it would be nice to just operate with the subconscious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to be the person to say that I'm doing
my
that.
My music...
well, you don't necessarily have to either, you know.
See, because my music is completely the opposite, because when I sit at the keyboard, I think about every note and how every note sounds, and... I do play fluidly,
yeah.
But I don't achieve what you're talking about unless I take my Ritalin. It's true, because it totally shifts the ability of my brain to focus.
That's shifting your brain chemistry.
Well, but I think
I play better than ever, and I don't even have to think about it.
Well, I'd like to argue that I think that he thinks about the same thing that you just said. Basically, I'm a little tongue tied here, but I think that even though that he is losing himself and in his music and losing himself what he's doing, he still hears and he still.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you know, and it sounds great.
Yeah,
you know, because you can tell the power and the emotion.
But your phrase right there, losing yourself in it. I cannot lose myself in the music unless I take the Ritalin.
Oh, I see.
I get totally lost in it.
Yeah,
but if I'm not, then I'm hyper attenuating on every note, on every phrase, on, you know, oh, should I play that over again? Or, yeah, yeah.
And it's wild. And those thoughts speed up. You know, maybe I'll get to where you are someday. Yeah. Because for me, I don't know. Like, when I take Ritalin, I get, it affects me really, you know. You know, I'm in college. I've taken Ritalin. All right, whatever. And like, it makes my heart race. And like, you know, I finally think that my
experimentally,
or obviously, if it's making his heart race, because Ritalin shouldn't do that.
No, it shouldn't. But
if your heart is racing, it's an indicator that you shouldn't be taking.
Yeah, that's time to cease and desist at that point.
And I definitely did. I tried it twice, and I was like, I've heard that this really works well for people, and it did not.
No, it acts as
not everybody.
It does the opposite effect on people who don't need it.
Exactly.
It's like taking 50 cups of coffee.
Yeah. Also, one cup of coffee is hard for me.
Yeah. See, because the way it was explained to me was that your brain is filled with all these highways of traffic with red lights and green lights and red lights and green lights. And for me, what happens is all the lights are green, so I can't focus on any one thing at once. But as soon as I take the Ritalin, some of the lights turn red, and everything starts to become focused because all the traffic is now being channeled in the right way.
Right.
But if you're not supposed to be taking Ritalin, you're taking a person who has the normal number of red lights and green lights and turning them all green.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And I don't know. I don't know. Like, I've thought about what it means to have anxiety, you know, and what it means to be affected by an anxiety disorder. And I don't know. I personally, like, not that that's what we were talking about, but for me, that's been my personal struggle where, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm kind of been all over the place, but getting to a place where I can really have something to like, I don't know, for me, it was really just finally having faith in myself. Like, and even, you know, like, and realizing that the ego is a personality that I create, you know, so I don't have to face my fear. Like, these are all like AA-isms. And like, the ego is a personality that we create so that we don't have to face our fears. It's just, well, I don't know. It's nice to think that I don't have to worry about, you know, like in F. Scott Fitzgerald's book, This Side of Paradise, he says, like, he's talking to a priest, and the priest tells him to become a personage, not a personality. And I don't know, just like, these are all just different things, like, where identity has really been, you know, it's a constant process, and I don't need to worry about
it. It's a long journey that will take many twists and turns, and you may never, I mean, it depends, you may never
on
find
the road,
your center.
Jack Kerouac, like,
yeah,
come on.
But you know, I've always said that the waking up is 99% of the battle. The other 1% you manage on your own, and that's part of the journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. One day at a time, right?
That's right.
You know, for some people, one moment at a time. I don't know. Like, I like to think about, like, what if we took those moments and approached infinity with them? Like, I remember going to see Calculus the Musical when I was a senior in high school, and just, like, that's like a really ridiculously nerdy musical, but it was awesome. Like, this guy is just, like, running up to this other guy and pointing his finger, like, I'm not touching you, and, like, you know, that pissed Newton off, because, you know, how could you almost be touching someone and then just not touching them, you know, but then the next instant you're touching them, and, like, just, like, approaching infinity with everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like the equation that I, like, really boiled it down to is that, like, you know, at equilibrium, you know, our serenity should approach infinity. Like, you know, like, we can be at peace with ourselves, and don't know, I wrote that in like little math things and thought I'd figure everything out, but then it turns out that like, oh no, the constant, I made it chemical too, the concentration of life in brackets.
Ooh.
But,
that's hot.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun just screwing around with math and that's acting very, like you know it all.
That, you really are in biology. God, it's so
not just biological engineering, right?
Yeah, it's cool. How do you make life better?
Nothing wrong with that.
Right?
I think maybe you should ask one of these people.
So for you, how are you able to relate? And this is somewhat similar to music. I think there's a the technical part of music, like the getting the notes in the right places and the way that you create the chords and the structures and all that. And then there's the feeling of music, the sort of ethereal part of music. And I think with biology, it's the same thing. Like there's a way the body functions, and they relate.
Well, a system. It's an organism within its environment, and correlating the two, and realizing that, you know, neither one is deterministic in and of itself. You know, like even genetics, the field of epigenetics is wild because it shows that like our environment can change our genetics, and then that's passed on. So you know, nothing is really sacred. Like we're all subject to being influenced by things outside of ourselves. You know, so thinking about a note as a part of the whole, you know, and like just really embracing Eastern thinking kind of in that way.
Now, this seems very integral to your thinking and your way of being. Which came first for you, the math or the music?
Chicken or the egg.
Exactly. Mm.
Well, started playing piano at 5, so we'll say music.
And was it a deep experience for you when you were playing that sort of music always, or did that develop later?
It's taken
with
a long time. I've gotten really frustrated with music at a lot of times, and really just for the past couple of years I've gotten into just, you know, being obsessed with finding as many different types of music, because I knew that I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to do something, and I had something to express. But like when I was a kid and learning to read sheet music, I was obsessed with, you know, playing the song exactly right, and you know, I guess that's probably the right thing to do at that age. But you know, now I was never like some grand pianist person on Child Wonder dude, but like, you know, like I can read sheet music, and that's about it. I don't really even know that much music theory, so I always thought that I wasn't equipped. But then at like, you know, like just like the first time I heard, well, Jimi Hendrix did it, like, yeah, he definitely did it. So it's just kind of like, don't need to worry about how much I do or do not know. And, you know, find the right audience, I guess. But, you know, with ambient music, like, it's taken a lot out of the technical skill out of, you know, like the wow, I can construct this beautiful scale, because I know a blues scale, and that's about it. You know, and into more of, you know, my own mode of expression, I guess. So... but I'm definitely not complacent. So,
are you familiar with Morton Subotnick?
I know the name. I don't know. Yes, actually, I found. I know who he is. I know he's a father of ambient stuff.
Yes, he's going to be performing his entire album "Silver Apples of the Moon" at the University of Maryland in April.
Oh, really?
No,
yeah,
we should
for,
go.
For free.
That's incredible.
Oh, we should go.
That's
should
the
go.
Only way that someone is going to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always said it was the worst album ever recorded, but...
it's weird. It's weird.
But he was a pioneer, and he does deserve credit for a lot of the things he accomplished in terms of opening the door to electronic music for a lot of people. Yeah, but if you want to see him, he'll be there. Search...
is it C-SPAC?
It's going to be at the Clarice Smith Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
What do you call it?
C-SPAC.
C-SPAC. Clarice Smith C-SPAC? Performing Arts Center.
Performing Arts Center. I was there last night. It was a great show. Aftermath. Look on their website. I think it's in April.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, forcing myself to listen to something like that was actually one of the things, like an Aphex Twin, you know, like the god of IDM. You know,
Aphex Twin ever came and did a show here, I don't think he's been in the States for a show in like ages.
It'd be nuts.
Yeah.
It would be nuts. You know, him and Square Pusher.
I've seen Square Pusher.
That's
incredible.
Awesome. That's doing bass or
doing bass.
Yeah. So, I mean. Yeah, it's just like, it's mind-blowing. And like knowing that they did it all analog, you know, it's just like a series of pedals, you know, like, wow. Actually, one time I hooked up all these pedals into a loop pedal, into a mixer, and then also ran my DJ, you know, like loop, you know, station into it, and was able to pull samples from the song into the loop and then manipulate that with a guitar signal. And that was wild. And then I was using the amp to, you know, to switch between lead and clean to kind of make like a beat. And I was just, you know, and roommate Garrett of Soul Card is just playing the guitar, and I'm just like doing the switch to like this weird ass rave beat. And it just sounded so cool.
Amazing.
The stuff that Soul Card played at College Park Day wasn't quite so ethereal as that, but
they're more structured. They're yeah. like progressive jazz fusion. There's a lot of you know, like pop punk influence. I know Garrett's from the Northeast, and you know, like the post-hardcore movement, you know, is pretty big up there. And Dance Cabin Dance, I think, is one of like their big influences. But also Minus the Bear, if anybody's familiar with them. Those are all younger bands, I guess. But you know, I really like Garrett is the best guitar player I know. Like he absolutely kills it. I only saw one video from that day, you know, like they just They play it. They've played everywhere. You know, like they play in like the Knox Fields and get like shut down and stuff. And it, and like we have them at our house, you know. And it's great. Like they're pretty consistent, which is something I always admired. And you know, like I wish Garrett could be here, but
we may have to get him to the show sometime then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah, I know that he would really like that. I'd love to play with him on here too. But yeah,
sounds like a couple future dates.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know you said Bo Finley. Like I checked out Panda Fuzz Records, and that's awesome. Just I don't know, everything in there is like what I'm looking for on the internet when I'm looking for music. And,
SoundCloud.
I
should have given Bo advance notice to listen tonight, but I just texted him and tried and he hasn't responded, so I don't know if he's available to tune in tonight or not. But it'd be great for you two to hook up. Cool. Play something together or something.
Yeah, that'd be wild. But yeah, Sigur Rós is the best.
Oh, so just before you came over tonight, I've got in the mail yesterday the new
album. You pre-ordered it. Oh, nice.
So good.
Is it wild?
So good.
The way that they I'm on their newsletter too, and the way that they just like tease you with how awesome it's gonna be, like I didn't have the money for the vinyl or whatever. I think it's a DVD. Is it a DVD?
Yeah, you can get it in all different formats.
Right, yeah, there's like eight different. You can get a piece of Jonesy's clothing or something in one of the packages, and I was just like, I want that so bad, but like I couldn't, you know, I literally don't have the money. But yeah, cool. I'm excited to see that at some point. But yeah, so I'd be happy to go off again on a little bit. I'll switch into this other cool effect that I got going on. And this will be a little bit more intense. So if it's more annoying too, I'm sorry. Yeah. But hopefully we still got some people hanging in there with all this rambling I've been doing. I'll do another poem too, since we've been talking about philosophy and stuff. I'm not comfortable singing, so. All right, so this one's called To Buddha. All right, To Buddha. Even if the only absolute is that there is no absolute God, it still takes faith to believe in that absolute. Otherwise, the only absolute is that there is no absolute, and neither I nor God mean anything at all. The nothingness is all, and inward we all fall, and downward, and boundless downward sprawl, most confused about a wall. Like, is it there, or is life fair? Where am I, or why am I? The only thing that I see that's shy, because things I do not want come affronting me at once, and despite the shit I hate, with some feeling you'll relate. But the danger is inside, not where you most often lie. That would be the computer. Please hold. We're going to get right back to that.
This program has performed an illegal operation and will be shut down.
Definitely using a Windows. Just for the record, it's still working. Because I know how to fix it, unlike with a Mac.
Amen, brother.
It's just interesting to like try to make a beat by changing the cycle in the octaves. This effect just goes, just obviously just putting, swinging it between the two octaves. So it's also alternating in stereo, but I don't think that's happening. just with the way that we've got things set up tonight. But it's kind of fun to, you know, just understand that, like, everything we understand about beats and rhythm is, you know, just... I don't know. Like, it's just fundamentally being altered because you're just messing with the sound wave. I don't know. So I'm going to stop talking because it makes it a lot less interesting. Attaching the delay time to the expression pedal, because you can really get some weird stuff going on. Feel like Animal Collective did something similar with their guitar, whatever you know it is. It just in the song, I don't know it, but they're awesome. Everybody doesn't already listen to them. People need to start making everybody listen to them. It's hard working with all you've got, like it's weird because there's like little things that I would like to change about what's going on, but you know, like I don't know. It's the exercise for me in playing anything, playing this especially, is you know, realizing that there are things that I cannot change, and just coming to accept like the kind of state of things as they are, and not being you can see that it kind of just like. Just feels more anxious and unsettled. At least I feel more anxious and unsettled when there's not a smooth control. you know, and or when I'm overreacting, kind of. So is what I equate it to. But I'd be happy to listen to somebody else's music.
Okay.
For a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I tell you what. Let's go to some pre-recorded, i.e., non-live music right now. I'll try to keep us in the same vibe.
Later on, I'm going to try to play some of the stuff that we've been talking about earlier in the show. So.
Yeah, I'd be actually happy to kind of call it quits in terms of doing live stuff right now, because those were really the only two settings that cool arpeggiated thing, and then the.
Okay.
Like the other thing, we're really what I came prepared with today. And I don't know. This has been amazing. I'm kind of just blown away by
reception
here.
As always. I mean, you know, feel free to drop by again. I mean, even if you're not playing, just to hang out too. You know.
Yeah. This is really cool.
It's different every week. I mean, normally.
It sure is.
I was gonna say, if this isn't different, this, I don't really know.
And this is coming from the infrequent guest. It's different every time I come up here.
Cool.
So you want to talk about vibes some nights. There's some vibing going on in here, my brother. Let me tell you.
And sort of as with your music, it's whatever is happening becomes the vibe, and like your being here changed the vibe tonight,
right?
As compared to what it would be if you weren't here.
So true, Mr. Sam. So true.
I guess that's the whole point. I mean, and Dave was just encouraging me not to be nervous, because what's the point of that?
That's right.
I don't know. It's solid advice, I think, for all time. But yeah, so I mean, it's been an extreme pleasure being here. And you know, Patrick has amazing taste in music, and I can see that you have. but
see, you heard that right. You heard that. Okay.
But I met him first. So.
He's only 20. He doesn't know.
This is true.
Talk about changing the vibe all of a sudden. What the heck's going on with that?
Yeah.
I see that.
Das ist eine Geschmacksfrage.
Come in. I'm
what?
Das ist eine Geschmacksfrage. It's a matter of taste, is what Evan just said.
Right.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely putting myself up to objective judgment in that area too, but I think that's hard to come by.
But seriously, thank you very much for coming by here tonight, and we've
Yay.
Enjoyed this day.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Peeler, do you have a?
I have everything. I actually this is my first performance in a long time using a guitar. I play a Gibson SG, by the way. It's the shit.
Go Gibson.
Yeah, go Gibson for sure. I started on a Fender Strat, and those are really great too. But you know, I'm not allowed to say that now that I just said something about Gibson. So, and Boss pedals. no, not sponsored. But yeah, I have a SoundCloud. SoundCloud is great. It's an incredible way to share music. You know, I've sent tracks. I mainly DJ, I guess, now for whatever reason, because I, you know, like to think of myself as having some decent taste in that area of music as well. for whatever reason, No, so that was ultra pretentious. I really do enjoy DJing and house. Moonbatone is a great.
You'd be great on the radio. Ultra pretentious.
Yeah, that's what radio is all about, isn't it? Ultra pretentiousness.
You know, I if you ever want to bring music by too, because we Dave will just let somebody play a set. So if you have things that you want to expose us to,
people are trying to dance.
Are you trying to like sneak more Patrick music into the
show? Yeah.
I think he is.
Since we seem to share similar tastes in music, I'd love to hear some more of the stuff that he has to bring by. So
I thought there was an ulterior motive there.
But yeah, so soundcloud.com/DavidPeeler, you can find. I recently did a remix of a Regina Spektor song.
Oh, no kidding.
Into a dance song, which is weird. Doesn't sound like Regina Spektor, and to me it's kind of annoying. I think Ryan liked it,
says the creator of it.
I guess he can say that, can he?
So cool. I totally stole Wolfgang Gartner's song and just put it in Regina, but you know, it's cool. I hope you guys check that out. I also have like a 34 minute mix at 128 beats per minute, which I, and Diplo, apparently he's writing a book or a movie about 128 beats per minute. But I think that you know, like that's my favorite beat to get down to. What? That's so, up there, as well as some ambient mixes.
So it's www.soundcloud.com/DavidPeeler.
Yeah, one of the things that you put up there that I listened to that I thought was interesting. I forget what it was using, but it was using a different type of instrument. And it was one of your it was a series like a three tracks, I think, or so.
Yeah,
like
I had some stuff up there. That was actually one of the things. That was when I had all the loop pedals set up, like the loop with the loop pedals set up, and Garrett was playing guitar, and then we also had the organ. I have this really weird Lowry organ that me and my roommate. Yeah, we got it at a Value Village or a Goodwill.
Lowry Holiday TLOK, my first real, well, it was the Heath kit, but that was my second organ.
Cool. Yeah, it's weird. It's got the bass pedals like the drum machine.
Yeah,
and make use
I had
of that.
That.
And one of the
they were the first organ to have digital drums.
Really?
And do you have an AOC button on it?
No.
Automatic organ computer?
No. I've seen some really complicated ones at Goodwills, but ours is pretty basic.
And the purists, they don't call those organs. They call them musical appliances.
Right. Ooh. Nice. I can get down with that.
Sounds like a Cuisinart.
Right. It's a musical appliance. I have a musical appliance. I have a Roland.
Nice.
KR-175, I think it is.
I can't imagine.
Is our keyboard upstairs? Is that a musical appliance, Jeff?
Yeah.
It's because it has piano, clavichord, harps. It's an old one.
Yeah.
But it's actually called a digital piano.
Really?
That's what it was trade. That's what it was.
It was marketed
as
basically a way to have a piano in your house without having something big and expensive.
Big and expensive.
Oh, wait. Ryan's got a Fender Rhodes that I want to touch.
Speaking of universal, okay. Who was it that you said was going to play in April next year?
Is it April?
I don't know all 1,200 dates we run.
Why?
All right, never mind.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program. Bail us out. This is
By the way, Bill works at C-SPAC, so...
Awesome. Well, I'm clearly in the right room tonight. I wish everybody listening could also be in the right room tonight. So I'll just say that I also have a blog. It's headtrough.blogspot.com. Head trough for feed your head. That's HEADTROUGH. blogspot.com. I've written like 4 things on there, including a playlist for 420 way back in freshman year. So don't judge it too harshly. I do have links to all of my websites on there.
Yeah, why don't what you do is post the links to your sites on the WJY Facebook group,
okay,
and then that
great.
Way we'll all be able to check them out.
Great,
indeed.
Yeah. So I gotta say thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. Once again, David Peeler, thanks for dropping by and stick around and hang out.
Yeah, hang out, man. Hang out.
Yeah. Are you up? Are you performing live anywhere soon? Or
December 3rd at the Barking Dog. I'm going to be DJing for Engineers Without Borders benefit concert. Soul Card, the Sea Life, and 2 other bands who I'm not really that familiar with are playing. And the Sea Life is also really great. They're totally cool dudes. So there is an event on Facebook for that. But that's a great benefit. I'm involved with Engineers Without Borders. Actually, that's how I met Kat. Who's also in the studio with us tonight, and it's great. It's essentially Doctors Without Borders, but engineers, and so it's a lot of water treatment operations and stuff like that. So this is a fundraiser for that. And then on the flyer it says there's a rave party afterwards, and I gotta say I'm not really familiar with what a rave party is, but
oh really?
I've been to a few raves, and I don't think I'm gonna be able to pull off a rave.
Is this at the Barking Dog?
This is at the Barking Dog.
Is there really? There's not really a dance
rave party at the Barking Dog.
Right. So there has been a production put on by College Park Dub, CP Dub, also otherwise known as Dojo Promotions. I am technically a part of that, as in I'm in the Facebook group. Aaron at the Barking Dog is great. They've let me DJ there a few times, and I had a really great experience. Last shout out would be November 17th. There's a bunch of hip hop, good rappers up there, and there is the Barking Dog.
Yes,
right. So yeah, I don't work for them, but yeah, that's how that is. So December 3rd. Check it out.
When you DJ, are you spinning your own music?
I steal music. I mean, just like I mix music. And give credit where credit is due. Beatport is a great site that I use to download and buy those tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to get into production. I just frankly haven't had the time. Had a MIDI keyboard for a while that I wanted to use. MIDI controller that I wanted to use, and it had an internal hardware malfunction, so I'm gonna file a case action lawsuit against Axiom Corporation and get that fixed or something.
Oh, you'll win in a second.
So
they don't have lawyers.
So
get on that as soon as you walk out the door. You know.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Sure, I'll see the ad in the History Today magazine of class action suit. I got to sign in to get in or out.
Yeah.
If you don't have a mic, you don't exist.
Well, it's a class action suit.
You have one and don't exist.
Please.
I think there's some tension going on between these two girls.
I think we need to have sex tonight or something.
Go get a room. Go get a room.
Get
in there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for dropping by. And what we'll do now here on WGAY.FM is we're going to DJ the old-fashioned way with some vinyl LP records. So yeah, David, thanks for dropping by, and stick around. We've got more great stuff coming your way. Let's keep in the same vibe a little bit. Let's go back to the 1960s, early 70s. Here are the Moody Blues. WJY.
Hey.
Oh, yes, sir.
Those legs up.